Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. Places, everyone. Get ready for Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. This show will take you inside, on stage, and behind the productions in the world of theater. Now, here are your hosts.
Thank you. Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. This is Curtain Call.
So we're going to talk to you a little bit about American Idol.
Mm-hmm. So we have the last 3 weeks of American Idol. So the first one is the top eight, and the theme was songs from movies.
So the first person to sing was Paul McDonald, and he sung Old Time Rock and Roll.
Then the next one was Lauren Elena, and she sang The Climb.
By Miley Cyrus, yeah. And then Stefano Langone, End of the Road.
And Scotty McCreery, I Cross My Heart.
Casey Abrams, Nature Boy.
Haley Reinhart, Call Me.
Jacob Lusk, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
And James Durbin, Heavy Metal. So the bottom three for this episode was Paul McDonald, Stefano Langone, and Haley Reinhart.
But Paul McDonald was sadly eliminated.
Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been my favorite, but he's a pretty good singer. But I don't think he had such a good night that day, so. And then the next week was the top seven, and it was songs from the 21st century.
There was Scotty McCreery, Swingin'.
James Durbin sang Uprising.
Haley Reinhart, Rolling in the Deep.
Jacob Lusk, Dance with My Father.
Casey Abrams, Harder to Breathe.
Stefano Langone, Closer.
And Lauren Elena, Born to Fly.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom three for this episode was Haley Reinhart, Jacob Lusk, and Stefano Langone.
And Stefano Langone was eliminated.
Yeah, so Haley and Stefano, they have been like in the bottom for a couple weeks now, so I don't know, they haven't been doing so well, but
mm-hmm.
They're both really good singers, but Stefano was eliminated in this episode, so wasn't the best for him, but
yeah. Uh-huh. So then the next episode was the top six, and it was songs by Carole King.
Mm-hmm. And so they did, some people did, well, actually all of them had, like, partners. They sang one song by themselves and then one song with partners. So Jacob Lusk sang Oh No, Not My Baby.
Lauren Elena sung Where You Lead.
Mm-hmm. And then Casey Abrams and Haley Reinhart, they did, like, a duet together, and it was I Feel the Earth Move.
Then Scotty McCreery sung You've Got a Friend.
James Durbin sang Will You Love Me Tomorrow.
And Lauren Elena and Scotty McCreery sung Up on the Roof.
Then Casey Abrams sang That Old Sweet Roll.
Haley Reinhart sung Beautiful.
And James Durbin and Jacob Lusk sang I'm Into Something Good. And all of the duets, they didn't count for any points. It was only their individual songs that, like, could determine who got eliminated mm-hmm. in this. And I thought it was a really good week. Everybody sang really, really good. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But the bottom three, there was no bottom three in this episode. And they just got, like, somebody just got eliminated. And it was Casey Abrams. I'm really sad.
Yeah, we both really liked Casey. So.
Yeah, well, my favorite, I'm really mad now because my favorite people got eliminated like a couple weeks ago. Pia Toscano got eliminated, and now it's Casey, and I'm really upset. And really, the only person I like now that's left is James Durbin. So I really hope he wins because I'm really upset now.
All right, well, there's a new show that was on called The View.
The Voice.
The Voice. I keep getting mixed up with The View and The Voice. Sorry.
Okay. It's called The Voice. The Voice. With singing.
Yes.
The Voice.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And, and the judges for The Voice are Adam Levine. Levine.
Yeah. Blake Shelton.
Christina Aguilera.
And CeeLo Green.
Mm-hmm. So, those are really famous singers. Everybody should probably know them. But this show is really cool. It's a lot different than you would think most shows go. But what happens is There are four judges, and they're all facing away from the stage. And
so looks have nothing to do with who they pick.
Mm-hmm. So it's only the voice, like who's singing. So the singer goes up on stage, and all of the judges are turned around. And the singers, they start singing, and if a judge presses their button and turns around, that means they want the singer. And if more than one judge turns around, the singer gets to pick what judge they want to go with. And they have groups, so every judge has is going to get a group of eight. So for the first episode, they only had groups of three and four.
Uh-huh. But next episode, they're going to finish the thing. Well, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Curtain Call. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. Okay, so back to the voice. Uh-huh. The judges pick their groups, and they have groups of eight. And so if the judge turns around, that means they want that singer. And
this is sort of like not really a competition against the contestants.
It's more against the judges. Until it gets to the finals, then it's against the people.
But it's going to be really hard for them, I think, because they have to eliminate some of their own people. Mm-hmm. So if they like someone, they're going to have to eliminate them anyway sometime. So. Mm-hmm.
So they have all these teams, and they're going to be going against each other. But if one judge turns around, then that means that person's automatically in that judge's team. But if multiple judges turn around, that means the singer gets to pick which judge they want to go to. And it's they're having really big fights over who wants, the judges, who wants the singer to come into their group. Like, all the judges have turned around, and only one can be, only one person can be picked, so...
Yeah, but they were all really talented, and they went through a whole bunch of different auditions, so only these people, they're just regular people, were sent to they got a silver envelope saying that they could have a chance to be on The Voice.
Mm-hmm. So only, the good people are on it. It's not American Idol when, even the bad people can audition. They have pre-auditions with just random people, and then the people that get moved up are the ones that get to actually see the famous judges and get to be on the TV show.
Alright, well, go ahead. The first person that sung was Tarilyn Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. And she sang Breathe by Faith Hill.
And there was two people that picked her. She was really good. It was CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera.
And then Tarilyn, she picked Christina.
And she was a great way to open up the first one. She was really, really super, energetic, and she moved around a lot and everything, so.
And the next person's name was Patrick, and he sang Live Like You Were Dying. He was a really great country singer.
Uh-huh.
He had the cowboy hat and everything. He was really cool. And
yeah.
Adam, CeeLo, and Blake all wanted him, but he chose Blake because Blake Shelton, he's a really famous country singer, too.
Yeah, and they said that his voice was really good. He's really great with the country, but he could do a lot more things if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next one that went was Jared, and he said Good Girls Go Bad.
Mm-hmm. But nobody voted for him, so he just got, eliminated.
Yeah, if nobody votes for you, you're just sort of kicked off the show, so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So then, Vicky Martinez sung Rolling in the Deep.
And CeeLo and Christina both wanted her, but she picked CeeLo.
Which she said that was a really big shocker for her. She just felt that it was he would be better, but she was thinking about picking Christina or Adam if they were to pick her, but she would rather have CeeLo.
And then, because she was CeeLo said, that song really touched my heart. And then she's like, the reason I picked CeeLo is because if anything comes from the heart, I know it's realer. And so, I know it's real, so.
Yeah.
The next person was named Sonia, and she sang If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys, and nobody voted for her.
And then Ellen Owen, which is two people. There's Josh and Nicole Johnson. Mm-hmm. They're the only duet on the show. And they were married, and the whole thing why they want to be on there so bad is so they can raise money so they can move out of their parents' basement.
Mm-hmm.
And they sung Falling Slowly.
And CeeLo and Blake both voted for them, but Blake picked them.
And that was because he said that he had a way that he knows how to keep the relationship together.
Mm-hmm.
So then Frenchie sung I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm. And she only got one vote from Christina, and so she was on Christina's team. Then there was Jeff Jenkins. He was my absolute favorite one. And he sang Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts, and every single judge voted for him. Like, he was the best country singer ever, except he chose Adam.
And Kelsey, he sung American Boy by Estelle.
Yeah, girl. That was the girl who sang that. Okay. And then there was Sinia Martinez, and she sang Break Even, and she got votes from CeeLo and from Blake, and she chose Blake.
Uh-huh, and Rebecca, she sung Come As You Are.
Mm-hmm, and she was picked by Adam. And then there was a girl named Joanne Rizzo, and she sang I Say a Little Prayer, but none of the judges voted for her. She was the oldest contestant. She was 56 years old.
Uh-huh. But that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Beverly,
mm-hmm.
and she sung Piece of My Heart.
Mm-hmm. And then for her votes, she had Adam and Christina were the ones that wanted her, and she picked Christina for her group.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, but it's a really cool show. I like that show a lot. Oh, and, of course, my absolute favorite person besides Jeff Jenkins was Javier. He sang Time After Time, and he got all the judges to vote for him as well, and he was on Adam's team.
Yeah, Adam, for me, he got the best team.
Yeah, he has Jeff Jenkins, he has Javier, and he has, who else does he have, Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I think those were three of, like, the strongest singers.
Yeah, and he was really good at convincing everybody. I think his team will win. Yeah. I'm going for Team Adam.
Yeah, but, like, The Voice, they have, like, a really cool, like, I don't know, like, the little cool pose. It's, like, a peace sign holding a microphone.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then, so, on CeeLo Green's team was Vicky Martinez, Kelsey Ray, and Tay Austin.
Mm-hmm. So they had some really great people, and then Christina's team had all of the girls, pretty much. It was there was Frenchie on her team, Beverly, and
Carolyn,
and yeah. So everybody's teams were really good, and I'm really excited to see the next episode, which is coming up in a couple days. So really excited for that.
All right, and then Blake's team had Patrick, Ellen Owen, Exena.
Sinia,
sorry. All right. Well, let's take a break. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel. We're Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. This is Curtain Call. So, the next thing we watched was Glee.
Our favorite show.
Yes. And so, this episode was called Born This Way.
And it was one of my favorite episodes, and it was the longest episode ever on Glee. It was 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So, it was... Mm-hmm. A lot more. It was an extra half an hour longer than it normally
is. There was a lot of things that happened.
Mm-hmm. Big episode.
Yeah.
So, in the beginning...
There was a bunch of stuff that happened, and during the songs, they sung Born This Way by Lady Gaga, because that was pretty much the whole entire theme of the show, mm-hmm. was that they were born this way, and they have to learn to like themselves.
Mm-hmm. And then and that was at the very end of the episode, was Born This Way.
Yeah. And then they sung Somewhere Only We Know, and they sung Barbara Streisand. It's just a dance mix.
Yeah, it was dance a dance mix. They didn't sing at all. It was just a dance mix.
Sorry.
And so in the very beginning of the episode, they were learning a dance, and Finn was, like, flinging his arms everywhere and accidentally hit Rachel in the nose, and she started freaking out, and she was freaking out really bad, and she's like, oh, my gosh, what if I'll never be able to sing again? And then she went to the doctor, and she found out her nose was broken.
Uh-huh. So she decided that she wanted to get a nose job because they said that it would open up her voice and make her sing louder and possibly better.
Mm-hmm. So she was like, okay, if it'll make me look prettier and it will make my voice sound better, why shouldn't I get a nose job?
Yeah, she said that she was really ashamed of her nose. I never really noticed anything about her nose.
Yeah, because, so. Like, she was Jewish, so she's like, I want a smaller nose, but then... Uh-huh. Everybody was trying to trick her out of it, but she was, like, determined to do this. And then she's like, I want to be more like Quinn. So she brought Quinn.
She was really jealous of Quinn because Quinn was dating Finn.
Mm-hmm. And so she brought Quinn to the nose doctor place. And she's like, I want her nose. And he's like, okay. So she took some pictures. And then they got all the pictures they needed to make Rachel's nose job. And... then, what's her name? Lauren is Puck's girlfriend, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
She was going to run for prom queen. And everybody knows that Quinn and Finn are running for the prom king and queen. And
they've got it last year. Mm-hmm. But it was just the dance, so.
Mm-hmm. But, like, everybody was going to vote for them. It's like they already had it in the bag, and they were already going to win. But then Lauren was going to run. And then all these girls ran up, and they're like, wow, I want her to be the prom queen because she's like us.
Yeah.
And because they're like, we don't want somebody that's all stuck up and cares only about themselves. We want somebody that's down to earth. So
and
like,
they were all wearing the same outfit and stuff, and it was really funny.
So they were going to vote for Lauren. And then Quinn got really mad that Lauren did that. So she's like, you haven't seen anything yet. And then Lauren's like, I know everything I need to know about you. You're just stuck up. And Quinn goes, you know nothing about me. And then, like, runs away.
And so... later on, Lauren decides that she wants to find out more about her and to get some secrets so that she will not win for prom queen. Because when Lauren was a kid, she was like Little Miss Perfect, Little Miss Beauty Pageant girl. Mm-hmm. And she won a lot of them. And what she did for her talent was she did like pull-ups and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that was really funny. And so... she went to a school. She called, like, a bunch of schools and looked at the records in the principal's office. So she found that Quinn was a transfer from this different school.
And then, so she's like, okay, is there any Quinn Fabrays here? And they're like, no, there's not one Quinn Fabray in this school. So she's like, okay, so she goes to a different school that she suspects. And then they're like, no, there's nobody named Quinn Fabray. But there's one person.
With the last name Fabray. And that was Lucy Fabray.
Lucy Q Fabray.
Uh-huh.
So, Lauren does more work about her looks in the yearbooks from that school, and she finds out that Quinn is, like, a completely different person.
She's really, she's not, like, all that ugly, but she's, like, sort of, yeah, ugly and...
Yeah, she has, like dark brown hair, and she has, like, glasses, and she's all chubby, and she has braces and stuff,
and pimples she's, everywhere.
And she's just, like, a totally different person than what she really looks like. And so what Lauren decides to do is make these posters to put up all over the school saying, "Vote for Lucy Caboosey," because that was, like, her nickname that everybody called her. It was, like, a really mean nickname. So everybody... Some people were laughing at Quinn, making fun of her, but those three girls were like, "Wow, I'm going to vote for Quinn now. She's actually showing her true self."
Well, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This show is Curtain Call. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. So if any of you guys would like to email us, you can go to voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or you want us to go see anything, please email us. We'd like to hear anything from you guys.
Yeah, and make sure you mention our names, Haley and Skye, and the name of the show, Curtain Call.
So, back to Glee. So, Lauren just put up all these posters about Quinn.
And Quinn was like, "Nobody knows about this. Me and my parents are the only people that know about this. Nobody's supposed to know."
And she's like, "I asked my dad if I can dye my hair and get a nose job, so I did." And she, like, lost a lot of weight, and then she became Quinn Fabray. She just totally forgot about Lucy.
So... Now that everybody's, like, knows that, she's sort of a lot nicer. She acts a lot nicer to everybody because everybody knows that at one point she wasn't all popular and snooty, so.
Yeah. And then Rachel goes to the mall, and everybody's trying to trick her out of getting the nose job, and she's like, I'm going to do this. And they're like, "Rachel, you can't do this. It's going to be disobeying your Jewish culture, and
this is what Puck's saying to her."
And they're like, "Also, you're just going to be bad for the Glee Club because you're beautiful just the way you are. You can't change yourself." So, and she still won't believe them. So then they do, like, a Barbra Streisand dance mix, and Barbra Streisand is pretty much Rachel's idol. Like, she just lives for her, and so they do this huge dance mix in the mall. They're all dancing. And
she's, like, one of the most famous people on Broadway. So, and other stuff too, so.
So, Rachel, she, was, like, walking down the steps, and everybody came and started dancing and doing this dance. It was, like, I don't know, it was just a really cool, like, techno, really cool dance.
And they went, "Barbra Streisand," a lot. It was really funny.
It was really fun. And then, by the end of that song, she finally realized that she doesn't need a nose job, because Barbra Streisand didn't need a nose job. She didn't, do anything, like, that people wanted her to do. She just, followed... She liked herself for who she was, and Rachel wanted to be just like her, so she decided not to get the nose job, but her face was still all, like, blue and purple from when she broke her nose.
Yeah. So, that was... I really, really liked that episode.
So, next what happened is Blaine went up to Kurt, and he's like, "Are you sure you don't want to come back to the school?"
Well, Kurt had left the school. We didn't say that.
And so, Kurt... eventually comes back to the McKinley High School. He leaves the Warblers and Blaine, and he comes back
because
to the school.
Because the football guy that was making fun of him...
Kurowski.
Yeah, he decided that he wanted to be nice now, and he's dating Santana now, and Santana's, like, really mean and to everybody, and apparently she is helping him to, like, get him so he could get Kurt back at the school.
And so they make this group, and it's, like, the anti-bully group, and they all wear these, like, berets and these jackets, walk down the hallways and tell people to stop bullying. And so they're, like, they become, like, really good, and they, like, stop bullying. And then that makes Kurt come back to the school. And it took a lot of reasoning with the principal. Like, Kurt's dad was like, "No, he can't come back." And then finally his dad, like, allowed Kurt to come back to the school.
Yeah, which made us really excited because it was, like, the end of the world when Kurt left the school. But I really hope we still get to see the Warblers because they were really good.
Yeah, and then Kurt came and he was giving everybody hugs, and then Blaine came and he sang "Somewhere Only We Know" to Kurt. And, like, everybody was all, like, clapping and, like, crying, and it was just, like, a really nice moment.
So that was actually my favorite episode so far, I think.
It's definitely been my favorite, too. And it just had a lot going on in that episode. And after that, what happened is Emma, which is Miss Pillsbury, she is, like, the guidance counselor. And she has really terrible OCD.
But she doesn't admit it to herself.
And so Mr. Schuster's trying to get her out of it. And she decides, what we're going to do for this project is we're going to make T-shirts that say a problem with us that's okay, that we mm-hmm. learn to embrace.
Yeah, Will Schuster, he wrote butt chin on his...
on his shirt. And then Emma, she wrote ginger. And then Mr. Schuster's like, you cannot write that. That's not your true problem. Being ginger is, like, the best thing about you. You can't be upset. Like, you can't be upset about that. And she's like, you need to write OCD on your shirt. And she's like, I will not write that on my shirt. And then...
Sam, on his shirt, he wrote trouty mouth.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the other ones?
And there was Mike Chang, right? And then, so he wrote
can't
that.
Can't sing.
Yeah, he can't sing.
And then Brittany wrote, I'm with stupid, and pointed to her face.
And she spelled stupid, S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
Yep. And then Artie wrote, can't dance or something. Or
yeah, can't walk or something. So.
Mm-hmm. And then Rachel wrote nose mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then finally, at the end of the episode, Emma comes with her shirt, and it says OCD on it. And Mr. Schuster goes, why did you write that? Why did you decide to write that? And then it's because she started taking, like she got a psychiatrist uh-huh. and started taking, like, I don't know, like,
yeah,
sessions to help her get over the OCD.
But the first session where they were going to try to help her, she spent the whole entire hour cleaning the chair she was going to sit on.
And they're like, you only have 2 minutes left. You spent... the last, 58 minutes scrubbing this chair. Now you only have 2 minutes. And so the psychiatrist gave her, like, these little pills and, like, I don't know, just gave her some stuff to help her get over it.
Uh-huh. Which I think that was really awesome for her. And I think that, I hope that she's going to get over it soon.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she was born that way, but mm-hmm. she really wasn't. It was just a problem that she made up. Mm-hmm. So.
But all the kids, they learn to, like, embrace and like the things that other people, like, might not like about them, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
So
it was a great lesson for mm-hmm. everybody.
But they sang Born This Way by Lady Gaga. That was awesome. They did such a cool, like, it was so cool when they did uh-huh. that song.
Yeah, it really was. They do really awesome on all mm-hmm. of the songs they sing.
But yeah, they were just all dancing and singing, and yeah. But they all had, like, all their shirts, and Quinn said Lucy on it. Like, all of them had uh-huh. those shirts on.
Yeah, and Finn has said can't dance because mm-hmm. he's apparently not the best dancer. Mm-hmm. And what I was reading about on a website that I looked up the other day is that everybody is really great dancers, and Finn, he still thinks that he can't dance. So instead he sent a video of him drumming for the auditions instead of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And the best dancer that everybody thinks that's on the show is Artie, but he doesn't dance at all on the show, but he's the most talented person.
Yeah.
So let's take a break. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad.
it can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. This is Curtain Call.
So we saw Billy Elliot at the ASU Gamage.
Mm-hmm. It was the Broadway Across America show, and it was just amazing.
It was my favorite show ever over all the shows I've ever seen in my life, 9 to 5, everything. This has to be my favorite show.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to actually admit this, I think it beats Wicked. Like, for me, nothing has, like, ever beat Wicked, but I think this show is my absolute favorite show. So, it was
They did really great with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got to their 100th show a little while ago, so that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. But they just did such a great job. And there's so many kids in that show. It's like they have to work so hard to get this. And young kids, I mean, some of them are even, like 7 years old that are in this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really great.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this really cute little girl named Beatrice. We interviewed her. We'll show you that later, but she was really adorable.
Mm-hmm. And so the guy that we saw who played Billy Elliot was
Giuseppe Basilio.
Skye wanted to say that. She called dibs on saying his name because it's really cool.
I love Giuseppe. He's awesome.
And there is also, like, four other people that play Billy, and they rotate every single night. So we just saw it on the day that Giuseppe was there. So every single night, it's like a different person.
There's Giuseppe Basilio, Kylan Hetherington, Lex Ishimoto, and Danielle Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle Russell, not Danielle, sorry.
So those are the four people that play Billy.
And but they rotate in different nights, so. Mm-hmm.
So, but we saw Giuseppe. He was just amazing. Like, my mom, like, me and Skye, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
We were just so amazed. Like, we just had our, we just dropped our jaw. We were like, oh, my gosh. It was so cool.
Yeah. And so how he got into ballet is that his parents, they own a big ballet company. And so he's been dancing since he was four, and he got so good, and he had to take a camp that was, like, I forget how long exactly the camp was, but it was for a long time, and it was ballet, tap, and acrobatics.
So this is Giuseppe who plays Billy.
Yeah.
And this is before he was even in the show. Like, he took the tap during, like, his auditions and stuff, but he's been doing ballet and dancing since he was really young.
Yeah, but he had to focus a lot more on tap because he already got, like, everything in ballet, but he hasn't gotten tap down all the way. So he, while everybody else was taking ballet, he was taking the tap and acrobatics. He had to do, like, a flip off a piano and stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah. So how Billy Elliot started was pretty much his parents, his mom died, Billy's mom died, and so he lives with his dad, his older brother, and his crazy grandma. And his grandma's really crazy. She, like, leaves her food in the laundry basket, and she's just really weird. And so they all live in this tiny little house, and it's in, like, England somewhere, or London. Yeah.
If anybody's seen Raising Hope, which is one of my favorite TV shows, she's a lot like that grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, sort of has dementia, doesn't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, they live in this, like, poor place in England, and they're all, their dad is, like, a miner, and where they live is, like, a huge mining plant area that is, like, mining everywhere, and that's pretty much what they do for a living. That's the only thing they have is mining, and that's the only way they can get money.
Yeah, and so the big thing is that they are trying to shut down all of the mining mm-hmm. business, so everybody would be out of jobs.
Mm-hmm. So Margaret Thatcher, right?
Uh-huh.
Did I say that right?
Okay. Yeah.
She was like the prime minister at the time, and she didn't want the mining. So all the miners went on strike against her and everything, and mm-hmm. so they were pretty much like out of work, and it wasn't going very well, and. Billy, he was a boxer, and he knew nothing about ballet. He was, like, boxing and stuff.
Yeah, but boxing, he, like, didn't want to hit anybody. He didn't want to hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. His dad kind of signed him up for it.
Yeah.
And he was late to class one day, and the coach got really angry. So he was like, okay, you get to stay late and practice hitting that punching bag. So he walked over to the punching bag, and then a whole bunch of screaming girls ran into the room. Uh-huh. And they were all part of the ballet class.
And so the ballet teacher, Mrs. Wilkinson, mm-hmm. was like, you're here for the ballet, right? So you're going to have to give me 50C, and so that they could give it to do the ballet.
Mm-hmm. So once she got the money, he started doing the ballet, and he's like, I really don't want to do this. I don't even know why I'm here. And so he started doing the ballet. And he was, like, really terrible at it. All the girls were laughing at him, and it was just, like, really funny.
Uh-huh. Well, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This show is Curtain Call. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. So all of the ballet girls, they did a number called Shine, and Billy was kind of, like, pushed into it. He was holding this random feather thing, and he was, like, running around. He didn't know what was happening. All these girls were dancing in these pink dresses around him. He wasn't quite sure what was
Yeah.
happening, and it was really confusing.
Uh-huh. And everybody was sort of, like, looking at him a lot, like, what are you doing here? You can't really do dance like this. Mm-hmm. And then the dance teacher, she was saying smile, so during the Shine song, at the end of the thing, they looked up at them, and they all had these ridiculous smiles on their faces, and mm-hmm. that was really funny.
So they were all dancing, and then the lady's like, okay, Billy, time for you to give me my money. And he's like, I'll give it to you next week. So he comes back the next week, gives her the money, and then he takes mm-hmm. another class. And once he takes another class, he's still pretty confused. They're still doing dances, and he's really confused still.
Uh-huh. So they started working on pirouettes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was screaming and spinning around in circles and being crazy. And they were like, pick a spot in the wall out there and just stare at it and spin. So Billy was just like sort of walking around and just like looking at the wall. And they were like, all these girls at least spun quickly, but you, Billy, are the worst, so.
Mm-hmm. And so all of them are, like, spinning and doing these pirouettes, and then Billy was, like, doing really terribly. Then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. he did a perfect one, and he landed in this perfect position. And she walked up to him, and she, like, felt his leg, and it was perfect. She felt his stomach, and it was perfect. And then everything was perfect about him, but then she's, like, chin up. And he was in, like, the perfect mm-hmm. pose, and everybody was jealous. And then the Mrs. Wilkinson, her daughter was also in the ballet class, and then the daughter is like, can we have a turn now? So then they all started spinning all crazy again, and
yeah. So he went home, and he had to hide his ballet shoes all the time.
Mm-hmm, because of his dad.
Yeah, his dad was sort of like really strict with him, mm-hmm. and so when he found out that he was doing ballet,
mm-hmm.
he was so mad at everybody.
But
so.
Billy was taking the lessons, and the dad walked in, started screaming and like cussing at him, and all the girls were started freaking out. They were like scared of Billy's dad,
uh-huh.
and so Billy got kicked out of the ballet class. And then after he got kicked out, he started taking private lessons that were at a completely different time, and so his dad wouldn't know.
Uh huh. So that was really good. And throughout this whole entire time, they were singing songs and everything. Billy was a like amazing singer, dancer, actor, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so during the whole thing, there was a bunch of different scenes. The back wall, there was a huge back wall that stayed there all the time, and then there was a bunch of different set pieces that moved around and like went back mm-hmm. and everything, and that was really cool. So,
mm-hmm. but there was all these numbers where all of the men came out in costumes. They did really cool numbers between like every scene.
Uh huh.
And so after Billy's taking these private ballet lessons, he's getting really good at ballet. Like mm-hmm. he's like super good.
Yeah.
And he gets so good that his
Mrs. Wilkinson, she asks him if he would go and audition for something.
For the ballet school. Yeah. That's in the fancy part of London. So
uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a really, really fancy ballet school. And she's like, you should audition, but it is quite expensive. So Billy's like, I'm not sure if I should do this or not. So he took a long time to think about it. And then he was trying to sneak out to go to the audition. Like, after a whole bunch of thinking and more practicing, he was just about to sneak out of his house. Mm-hmm. And he started walking with his bag. And the dad's like, where are you going? And he's like, nowhere. And the dad's like, well, you have a bag and you're going out the door. You must be going somewhere. And so he goes out, and he was just about to go out. And the dad's like, no, you're not going anywhere. And the older brother and him start, like, screaming at Billy. And they're like, okay, you say you can dance. Well, dance. Show us. And then Billy's like, no, I won't dance for you. And then they're like, fine, then you can't go. Mm-hmm. And then randomly the dad and the brother got in a fight. And pretty much there was just a lot of, like, slapping and screaming and yelling at Billy. He got so upset. And the dance teacher came, and they're like, we're late, you have to come. Uh-huh. And then Billy's dad was like, you need to get out of her house. You can never see our son again. And she's like, fine, and she leaves. Uh-huh. And Billy gets so upset, and he goes into his room.
Mm-hmm. And so then finally he works up the courage to sneak out and go over and do ballet.
And then so he is in his room. Before he goes and works up the courage mm-hmm. to go to ballet, he's in his room, and he takes his blanket off of his bed, he throws it out, he takes his mattress off of his bed, he throws it out, he pushes up everything, and he is just, like, super angry, and he's, like, really angry about what's happening. He does this huge tap dance, a ballet dance, and it was just amazing, and that was the end of Act 1.
Uh-huh. So then in Act 2, that's when he worked up the courage to go to ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he went, he was doing perfectly and everything, and his dad decided to support his ballet,
mm-hmm.
which made him really happy.
Except the brother wasn't very sure about it still.
No. And then he went to the London thing, and he, like, went and auditioned, and they said that he didn't want him to dance.
And they're like, okay, why am I coming to audition not to dance? And they're like, we only need to see you do poses and like warm-ups. Mm-hmm. We actually want to see you dance.
Yeah, that's how we can tell if you're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So then finally he goes thinking that he's not going to get it, and he gets a letter a couple of days later. And after that was after, like, when they were talking to him, because he had hit this kid that was coming up and annoying him. Mm-hmm. So whenever he was talking to the main people, like the principal and everything, he went and he did this amazing dance number,
mm-hmm.
and it was so good.
And so he ended up getting into the school. He got uh-huh. a letter, and he tricked his dad and everybody. He's like, I didn't get in. And then they opened the paper, and they're like, Billy, you did get in. And then everybody started laughing. He uh-huh. made it into the school.
Yeah, and the mining. They kept the mining.
Mm-hmm. And so, and Margaret Thatcher, like, she lost the power and everything.
Yeah.
And it was just a really great show. In the end, Billy was, like, a huge, great dancer. It was just so cool.
Uh-huh. Well, let's take a break. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two.
Take two. We'll go back, way back, to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. This is Curtain Call. So, concluding the Billy Elliot we just talked about, some of our favorite songs in the whole entire play was called Expressing Yourself. And it was sang by Billy and Michael, his friend.
And Michael was really good, too. He sort of had, like, He was sort of short and a little chubby and stuff, but he was really awesome. He was the best dancer ever. He was so good. Mm-hmm. And what he did was he was trying on all of his mom's clothes and his sister's clothes. Mm-hmm. So Billy comes over and they have him try on a dress too.
Yeah, so they're like doing this whole song in dresses. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the angry dance was the one that we talked about. Mm-hmm. It was right before.
And in Expressing Yourselves, during the middle of this song, there was like six big, huge dresses that were like double the size of me or Haley or Billy. Mm-hmm. And they were just huge, and they had like face holes in them, and they were really, really cool. So, mm-hmm.
And then there was this one part when the miners were going, like, into the mine, and this door shut, and Skye, like, screamed really loud.
Because it reminded me of the Tower of Terror, which was the worst ride ever.
I hated that ride.
It was awful.
You're just crazy, Skye. But she was scared by the noise that it made, because it was, like, a door shutting. She was...
And it scared me so bad. I screamed so loud. Nobody else was doing anything, and all you hear is, ah! And like so many people looked at me and I was so scared.
Yeah, and then the finale was so cool. Like, they were just doing like reprises of all of the mm-hmm. songs, and they were singing and dancing, and everybody like left the stage, and then they came back on, and then they left, and uh-huh. they came back on, and it was really cool.
Yeah, and before our interview, we got to go see the warm-ups of the mm-hmm. ballet dancers, and we went behind and out in the back door so we could see the dressing room.
That was so cool. Like, we got to see all of the costumes.
Mm-hmm. There was, I wish our dressing room was like that. Our dressing room at the Fountain Hills Community Theater is just a little thing, and we have 30 people crammed in there except for the people on stage. And these people had, like, costume racks all down the hallway, mm-hmm. and then they had, like, three or four dressing rooms all scattered around that were just for, like, one person. Mm-hmm. And then they had a big, huge area with a bunch of different, like, props and everything, and that was really cool.
But we got to watch them do their stretches and warm-ups, and they uh-huh. were, like, really amazing. Like, just watching them stretch was like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I compared them to myself, and so they were really amazing because they had to do like jazz splits and splits and everything, and I can't even touch my toes.
Yeah.
So,
so It was really cool. We actually got to see behind the scenes. We got to meet some people. We have an interview coming up for you guys soon, but
And right before the interview, we were driving through the parking lot, and I looked to my right, and there was like this big trench thing. So I looked in there, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, there's a duck in there! He's so cute!" So we drove around, and we missed our parking spot. So we drove around again, and I was like, "No, wait, that's a chicken, but it's walking on four legs." So I was really confused, and so I went, and we
got our tickets, and we spun this little prize wheel, and we won, like, car washes,
For a free for a whole month.
Yeah, so we just, like, walked around. It was, like, 10 minutes had passed. We walked back, and we were just about to have the interview, and then Skye's like, "Wait, I have to go see that,
chicken thing." So I went over to it, and it was this really adorable Persian cat.
And Skye's like, "Oh, it's a kitty," and I'm like, "Yes, Skye, that's a Persian cat. So it's not a chicken."
So I went, and I was sitting there, and I was just like, "Come here, kitty, come here."
Yeah.
And so right when he was just about to come out of this big, huge tree thing with all these leaves coming over, and he was like, he had his whole, like, a half of his body coming out of the thing, coming over to see me, because he was really cute. Then the guy is from that was for the interview, he goes, "All right, it's kind of time to do the interview. Can you come over here, guys?" So I was really happy that we could do the interview, but I was sad that I didn't get to see my kitty.
But yeah. The interview was so cool. We actually got to meet some really nice people, and they were both just in the ensemble, like the ballet girls, but they were so good. Like, I've never seen dancing that good before.
Yeah, we interviewed Beatrice and Danielle.
So, Billy Elliot overall was just an amazing show. I really want to see it again.
Yeah. And Giuseppe Basilio, he was amazing. He was, like, the best person ever.
Yeah, I bet if we saw with a different person, like, I think Giuseppe just made it the best. I think he was the best one out of all those Billies.
And he speaks four languages.
So, as we promised, we have a little interview with two of the girls from the cast of Billy Elliot. So, here you go. All
right. How long have you guys been acting?
I've been acting since I was four, and I did local shows, but this is my first Broadway show.
I've been acting since I was, like, five, and I'm more of a dancer, but I've done a few off-Broadway shows.
So what are your names and characters?
My name is Danielle, and I play Sharon Percy in the show.
My name is Beatrice Tolchin, and I play Keely Gibson.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
I'm 9.
Okay. So do you like being in Billy Elliot?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, but in the end it pays off because I love hanging out with my friends, and I love doing the shows every night.
I love doing the show because it's a lot of fun, and you make new friends, and it's just, I like it.
That's cool. So, what else do you like to do besides theater and dancing?
I like to hang out with my friends. I like to dance. I also like just riding my bike and having a nice night with my family.
I like to play with my pets and just play with my friends.
Cool. So what were your auditions like?
I've been auditioning for about 3 years now, and it takes a long time to get them to notice you, but they were a lot of fun. The choreography was very hard, but you have to know how to pick it up fast. But they make the auditions a lot of fun because you meet new people, and then you just have a fun performing for everyone.
The auditions are fun, and we did a lot of different combinations, and it took a lot of work because we had to go back to our dance schools and practice, and as you said, it takes a lot for them to just look at you, and so it was really hard, but it was really fun. It was my first.
Cool. So, what other shows have you done besides Billy Elliot? What were some other shows you've been in?
I haven't been in any other Broadway shows, but I've performed in The Little Shop of Horrors and just little other things.
This is my first Broadway show, but I've done Charlotte's Web, and I've just done stuff at my local theater school. So.
That's cool. So what is school like when you're on tour?
Well, we have three tutors that travel with us, and they find a location for us to study in, and basically they give us the hours that we go there. We have to have at least 3 hours of tutoring each day, and we just go in and out.
So what grades are you guys in?
I'm in sixth.
I'm in fourth grade.
Cool. So what is your favorite dance routine or your favorite scene in Billy Elliot?
Either Shine or Solid.
Okay.
I like Shine or Christmas.
Has there been any, like, crazy, funny, silly experiences that you've had?
Yes, definitely. One time, the dad who plays in the show forgot to come on stage for when we're all just waiting there. So we literally just waited there for like 2 minutes without anything happening. We were all ready to crack up on stage, and they were like, "Dad, please come on stage. Dad, please come on stage." So it was really funny. We had no idea what to do.
So has there been any other ones?
One time, one of the set pieces didn't go off stage, so we all had to avoid jumping on and off of it. And then they had to stop the show for like 30 minutes, and everybody had to calm us down and be like, "Are you okay? It's okay." And it was a little bit scary, but in the end, we were all laughing because we didn't realize what really happened.
What has traveling been like for you guys?
Traveling is crazy. It takes a lot of the energy out of you. It usually takes a whole day. But it's basically, we go to the airport, check in. It's basically like a main routine, and then as soon as we get to a new place, we like to just hang out for the rest of the night, enjoy what we have left of our day off.
Cool. Traveling is hard. Sometimes the flights are a little bit bumpy, but I like seeing all the new cities. And once you get here, you could just relax and have your day off.
So the next question is, do you get nervous before you go on stage?
I get nervous sometimes at first, like if it's the first day in a new city and we just saw the stage or the theater. But once I'm in, start doing it a few days, I feel more comfortable.
I used to get really, really nervous before a show, and now since we've been doing shows, we have some of us do handshakes, or we just have something that motivates us to not be nervous. But I feel like I get most nervous once we come back from being home for a week, because you don't know what the new stage is like, and you just get really nervous. It's like, I don't know what to do, but then you get right back into the hang of it.
So how long does it take you guys to get the dances down?
Well, we rehearsed for almost 3 months, and we still rehearse today. We have a rehearsal tomorrow, actually, but it takes us a long time to get us into the mind, into the brain.
Yeah, so we just saw you guys, like, just practicing and just doing your stretches and warm-ups. You guys were amazing. Yeah. Is it just, like, so much stretching? What else do you do just to get ready for the show?
Sometimes in the dressing room, we'll just do vocal warm-ups. And then at warm-up, we really have to get our bodies really warm, or else we'll hurt ourselves, and we don't want that to happen.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for having this interview with us. Mm-hmm. So it's time to take our final bows. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
You're listening to Curtain Call on Voice America Kids.
And scene. Thanks for tuning in to Curtain Call. Please join your hosts for another show next week on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, break a leg. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.